Hello again, everyone. This is Nick Bosk here for your Coaching 101 recap, your weekly recap of our Coaching 101 classes here at International Coach Academy. This past week, we had students from the Philippines, from Shanghai, Poland, US, the UAE, and Australia. And the discussion in class turned to looking at reframing perspectives, specifically talking about and identifying disempowering perspectives. Many of our perspectives that we have in life are helpful and support us in our life choices, but occasionally we feel stuck or unhappy with a situation in our life and we can't seem to move forward. So at times like this, a disempowering perspective, which doesn't allow us to see the full range of possibilities or options, may be standing in our way. So we've come up with a list of key group areas of disempowering perspectives. So if you want to read along, I really encourage you to sign up for our Coaching 101 class next week and download the Reframing Perspectives module. There's filtering, which is focusing on the negative detail of a situation and filtering out all the positive, only seeing the negative. Number two is polarized thinking, seeing a situation as either good or bad, right or wrong, perfect or a complete failure. Another disempowering perspective is overgeneralization, making a general conclusion based on a single incident or a piece of evidence. Another one is mind reading, making assumptions about what people are feeling while they're doing the things that they're doing without actually having any evidence that this is the case. Another one is personalization, thinking that everything people do or say is a reaction to you. Another is control fallacy, thinking that you are responsible for everyone or everything around you. Another is fallacy of fairness, being resentful because you believe that everything in life should be fair. Another is emotional reasoning, believing that what you feel is the truth when it may not actually be so. So when you feel as though you can't make a breakthrough or achieve a goal or solve a problem, it is worth spending some time exploring your perspective on this issue. Because sometimes you will find that your perspective can be an issue of a disempowering perspective and is an opportunity for you to reframe and to see things a bit differently. So other questions that were asked in our Coaching 101 classes this week kind of focused on building your coaching practice. What are the best business practices as a coach? Do I need a website? Do I need to have clients that are local? How much should I charge my coaching clients per hour or per month or per package? So if you want to learn more about these questions, about reframing perspectives, or about building a business as a coach, really encourage you to come to an upcoming Coaching 101 class and register. We have openings for next week still available, so come along and save your seat. This has been Nick Bosk for your Coaching 101 Minute.